This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Soon after the hour, this is the DJV program, or is it? Anyway, do that again.
Kind of scary. So smooth.
Wasn't that smooth? That was very smooth. All right, so I dug up Imus. No, Imus is not. I'm on a lot of stations that Imus, well, we are, on a lot of stations that Imus used to be on before he passed. And I was thinking, because Jay is here and doing well, and Victoria and Jennifer is here, but Victoria is not, because Victoria is loaded up with mucus. So I was going to change the jingle to mucus in the morning. How about that? You think that's a jingle that would work? No?
Yes? It'll be a jam.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Did you know that one of the jingle companies was named Jam? Did you know that, Jay?
I believe it. Yeah. I did not know that, but I believe it.
Father is proud of you right now because you almost sounded like you knew that. Okay, so some of the medical headlines this week.
You have the weirdest way of complimenting people.
How so?
Your dad's almost proud of you right now. Just a little more. He'll be,
but you know what? That almost is what pushes it over the edge. The almost, that's what means the world.
Right, yeah.
Almost proud of you.
Anyway, the situation with COVID, the good news for us to carry around with us this week is that the number of cases has dropped in the United States for the first time in 3 months. So that's good. Number two, half of the severe COVID patients are continuing to have their symptoms. I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, you have symptoms? Yes, you don't have any symptoms. Jennifer, you had COVID. You don't have any symptoms, right?
Like, home long haulers, right? My mom has, like, a respiratory thing. We don't know if it's COVID or if it's something else going on.
Is it new, though, to her?
To her?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new to her, yes.
I wouldn't be surprised where there's a little smoke, there's fire. Anyway, let's see here. The CDC has found reactions to booster doses of COVID vaccine similar to the second one. In other words, you get the third one, and you're going to feel like you do when you get the second one. Ken Kronhaus, who's the doctor associated with and from whom we will hear later in this hour, questions for Dr. Ken. One of the questions I had for him was, after he got his third shot, what did he feel like? And he said, I felt the same way I did after the second one. I felt awful for a day or so. So that's what makes it difficult for people to plan. You can't, if you feel like you have to work, let's say you're in your own business, and you get a shot on Tuesday and you're out on Wednesday, especially with the help shortage right now, probably not a good move. If your business is on a Monday through Friday basis, get your shot on a Friday. Right? Is that good advice?
Definitely good advice.
One of the things that held me back is I don't have the time to be out for 4 days. And apparently people who have had COVID, they get it pretty hard. My mom was out for 4 days, said it was worse for her to get the shot than it was for her to get COVID. So, and she was hospitalized. So that's pretty bad.
Yep. It does hit people differently. My sister's mother-in-law had the shot, and the second one, she was in bed for almost 2 weeks. It hit her really hard. My husband, how it hit him when he got the second shot, that was the symptoms he started feeling when he actually got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So when he made the comment of, like, I almost feel like I did when I had that second shot, it was like, oh, That's not good, but that's very telling.
Mm-hmm. That'll turn a lot of people off. The question about fertility rates and how they are declining, there were a lot of people early on I think we've talked about this before. I know we've talked about it with Dr. Ken. The number of fertility, the rate of men especially being fertile enough to make sure that the sperm that goes to the woman that they're having relations with works, so they have a baby, the strength of the sperm not as strong as it used to be. Some people were blaming it on COVID. Apparently, this new focus, the explanation is different. The reason the birth rates are going down is because people are choosing not to have children. Now, that would be your case, Jennifer, I guess, with Jeff. It certainly is Victoria's choice. She happily tells the story of why she doesn't want to have children. And so one wonders if that isn't the case. My daughter would like to have two, but she can't. She can only have one. And my son has one, and they'd probably like to have another one, or maybe even more than that. So there you go. It is a choice thing. You've made a choice, Jay. You have one child. Wonderful.
Well, yeah, match. I didn't want to have kids until late 2018. I never wanted to have kids. I didn't even want to get married. I never wanted to get married. I never wanted to have kids. And like I said, until 2018, it was kind of like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do this. And I love my son. He is amazing. Oh, but I'm also, I was a very selfish person. I wanted to sleep when I wanted to sleep. I didn't want to have to be clung to all the time. So I commend people who decide they don't want to have kids.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that when you get down to it, when you actually have the experience. There was something about having my two children that literally changed my life. I don't mean in terms of finances or reality, but the inside of you changes. And I'm betting that every parent that's listening to me right now said, yeah, Doug, you're right. There's something inside of you, psychologically, spiritually, the emotions that go with it.
It rewires your brain. That is
it does.
Sure.
Yeah. And my daughter is a completely different person. Brendan and I used to not joke, but wonder, because she was very devoted to her career. And, you know, she was a little bit of a spasmo like her old man. And so we wondered whether she'd be a good mother or not. And she is the most fabulous. Seeing her with that kid, it just makes my heart explode. It's just a fabulous thing that you see, and you instinctively, you can tell by the look on her face when he's, you know, when he falls down. It's not that she's a helicopter parent, because not really, but she's, you know, she, that love that is indescribable that a mother has for her children. And in my case, I found things out that I didn't know existed in me. And I'm betting a lot of people right now are saying, yep, that's true. Have you ever asked your father and or your mother about that, Jennifer? And I'd say, Jay, you to Mike and Doris, do you ever have conversations? Do they ever tell you about how they felt after they saw you for the first time when you came out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Especially because they were expecting a boy with me, so there was a little bit of a shock.
I was supposed to be a boy, too. How about that?
Really? Aw, look at us.
Yeah. Exactly.
How did they make that mistake?
It was a very long time ago. They didn't have these 4D.
Have the same stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have the same equipment.
And why does it make a difference? Why would you want to know? Would anybody not want to have a child and, you know, do the horror show that happens when you decide you don't want a child? Because I want a girl. It's not a girl, I don't want it.
They do say, whoever these people are, if you don't find out the gender before or the sex before you give birth, something about it makes the mom push harder, push faster. There's something about the excitement of finding out that it makes it's like psychologically easier for the mom giving birth. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard about that. I've had friends who didn't want to find out for that pure fact. I didn't notice a difference. Then again, I had a C-section.
I think that, not to belabor this, but the bottom line here is that unless there's a drastic shift in priorities or some way to add more hours to the day, reversing the demographic decline is probably going to be difficult. And that's the argument that those people who are for immigration, mass immigration, that's one of the arguments they'll put forth. Well, we're going to need these workers, so you better let them all in. Now, I don't know that I hold with that. I think what I hold with is if we find people and do the research on them, put them to school, whatever it is, and keep the people here who can really contribute to the well-being of our country, I'm all for it. But this mass confusion and the mess that's created by the liberal policies, and I don't use that term lightly because I don't like that term, frankly. I don't think it really fits, so I probably shouldn't have used it. But the liberal, in my mind, equals open mind. If you're not the liberal that the small L that applies to these people that are left of center politically, it just is something, you know, that kind of freeing your mind. Liberal, liber is the root Roman word, the Latin word, and it means free.
There's not too much open-minded about the squads.
So. No, no, not at all. That's a good point.
There's
that's a good
much,
example.
Not much
of
there
it.
To,
no,
to
no.
talk
it's
about.
It's contrived, and the it's all about. It's the same thing with the. Everything's become so political. I was thinking about that during the news at the top of the hour, how we can't even. What we were talking about earlier on was the freedom to make the choice, educating, and I think the best thing a business person can do is. Set aside a couple of hours, get an expert to come in and tell you people, explain to them why it's a good idea to get the shots. Not telling everybody they have to do it and have this huge uprising that we have.
But I think another piece of that is if they choose not to look down on them. Because I think, as much as I hear you say this, I've also heard you say some things like, why are people so stupid? They're not getting... We have to respect...
Well, I shouldn't use that. Why are people so uneducated?
Okay,
all right, how's
still...
that?
It's still insulting to insinuate that people who are choosing not to get the vaccine are somehow uneducated. There are
well,
some
they are.
People,
for the most, well, well,
some,
let's
some are, but
some
you
are.
Put everybody in the same box.
That's right. Thank you, Jay. You're right. Not everybody belongs in that same box.
Right.
If Victoria were here, she'd call them all stupid. And I don't mean that in a pejorative state. That's just
well,
the way.
Well, there are plenty of people who are immunocompromised that don't feel comfortable getting the vaccine right now, that don't feel like they should, that it's going to flare up something within them. That's a real concern. There are people for religious reasons that are not stupid that are making choices because they have their priorities stacked differently than you do. And those people shouldn't be discounted. I mean, I think what we've gotten into is this world where it's just like, if you don't agree with me,
black
if you're
white.
Not in my lane,
yeah,
then
right.
I don't want to talk to you and you're
discounted.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, and
right.
social media is a culprit of it because people want to put out how they're feeling and they just want to be heard. They don't want to have a dialogue. They don't want to hear what anybody else has to say. It's just, here's my post. Here's how I feel. Now leave me alone.
And do that on Facebook.com/DJV Show, Instagram @DJV Show, as well as Twitter. Your father just sent me an email that said, after I got my booster, I had nothing. He said, I wasn't bothered. Didn't even feel tired.
See, and that makes me wonder, too, and not to poo-poo that, but see, that's why I really advocate for people to test their antibodies after the vaccine.
That's a really
because
good
for
question.
People who are not having a reaction, well, is your immune system even working? Because typically you want to have a reaction because then you know everything's working.
Yep. All right. Good points. 18 after this, the DJV program.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from anywhere. And now get up to $160 off select PCs, like the Asus VivoBook laptop with Intel Core i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N10-2, in-store only, limit 2.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins. They're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're at 23 after the hour now, says Doug Steffen. And it's time for Jay Kirshner to straighten up and fly right. Jennifer is listening intently, as are the millions of people around the country and around the world listening to our program right now, because they want to know what today's move is on Britney Spears and her old man and the lawyers. Let's go get them. That's what I say about
yes.
going after Jamie Spears. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the latest move here? What's happening that people
it
are
talking
about?
It was a big victory yesterday. Britney Spears had another conservatorship hearing, and Jamie has been suspended from the conservatorship. The temporary conservator going in place is John Zabel, who's a CPA picked out, hand-picked by Matt Rosengart, Britney's lawyer. Now, Jamie was actually pushing, in a kind of a surprise, not so surprise move anymore, he was pushing to get the conservatorship terminated completely, where Britney's lawyer was like, not so fast. We want this conservatorship in place a little bit longer because we want to investigate you. They want to investigate all of these new allegations that have been coming up. About
so what's to keep him from, what's to keep the old man from burning all of the paperwork or any connection that he has? We all know he's a liar and a cheat and a thief. But, you know, you see those in the movies or TV or whatever it is. They use the that thing that cuts up all the paper.
The paper shredder.
Shredder.
The shredder, right?
Well,
yeah.
In TV and movies, the bad guy never gets away with it. So here we go.
There are a lot of people, though, that even without the documentation, there are a lot of people that knew what was going on. There are people around Britney. There are people that were in the conservatorship. The reason we even know that Jamie had allegedly bugged the bedroom of Britney Spears is because some security guy left the company and came out and told the story about that. So I think, yes, there's probably a possibility he was out destroying evidence, but there's also people that were in that conservatorship. It wasn't just him, and the people around Britney, they're going to know what's going on.
Oh, for sure. Is there a loophole with NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, that if you speak out against something that was part of the NDA, but it was illegal, or are you kind of – you're not held accountable for breaking the NDA?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I think you'd probably be compelled to testify if you were brought into a hearing, probably. But I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's probably something. That's a great question. All right. Dog the Bounty Hunter says he's getting close to Brian Laundry. What is the family saying about that?
He believes he's closing in a remote island with his team. I want Doug the Bounty Hunter to be the one.
And Doug the Bounty Hunter.
The Bounty Hunter.
Oh, my gosh. You guys should have your own show. Dog and
Doug. Doug and
Doug. Awesome.
Doug and Doug.
Well, apparently he found a Monster Energy drink can, which – Okay, so I think I told you, full disclosure, I like dove into Gabby Petito's Instagram and saw Brian Laundrie's Instagram. And Brian Laundrie is a very extreme climate guy, like an environmentalist guy. Mm-hmm. And he was complaining and talking badly about people who drink water out of plastic bottles. He was saying that when they camp, they only eat things like fruit so that they leave behind rinds and no garbage. I mean, he was like pretty extreme. So the fact that Dog found a Monster energy can makes me laugh because if he's acting like he would normally act, that wouldn't be his because he wouldn't leave trash behind. However, if he's desperate, is he just throwing out his morals to hide from the police? I think the Monster energy holds a key to this guy's mental state, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. That'd be very interesting. Well, and Dog has, like...
I hope they're documenting it.
Yeah. Oh, they have to be. Oh,
of course they are. TV show here all over.
He has skilled ground and boat crews, so it's not like Dog's just by himself. Mm-hmm. He is hired on the best of the best
team.
In searching.
Got a team. The passing of Tommy Kirk, who was the star, the young star, the boy star of Old Yeller. Very sad for people that are my age. I can't imagine anybody, no matter what their age, that haven't seen Old Yeller, even though the ending isn't what you would want. I suppose that tells you what the ending is,
just
right?
Just knowing what it is traumatic. Yeah. I don't need to see it.
He was a member of the original Mickey Mouse Club. M-I-C, see you real soon. K-E-Y-Y, because we love you. M-O-U-S-E, he used to sing that song. Walt Disney personally
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bill will be voted on today that will keep the government funded through December 3rd. If the bill is not enacted, the federal government would face a shutdown Friday. The House passed a government funding bill last week along party lines, 220-211. The Senate blocked the House bill in a procedural vote Monday. Republicans opposed the bill because it had included an extension of the debt ceiling already north of $28 trillion. Well, if his congressional gig doesn't work out, the Washington Nationals might be able to use Republican Representative Greg Stube of Florida. Stube hit a rare out-of-the-park home run in the Democrats versus Republican baseball game at the Washington Nationals field Wednesday.
Get caught up. Wow, this is a long
one. Greg Stube with the first pitch and the first swing. It's going to be a home run. Stube out of the ballpark into the left field bleachers. Stube with the very first offering from Pete Aguilar swings and sends it to left field.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
A Republican congressman from Florida is speaking out against the vaccine mandate being forced on Americans, some say is unconstitutional. Representative Michael Waltz on Fox News.
This administration is not supporting those brave men and women who are waking up every day to keep our communities and keep our borders safe. They're putting the burden on them rather than on their policies to disincentivize these thousands of migrants, many of which have COVID.
The wife of a Del Rio, Texas Border Patrol officer talks about the vaccine mandate and the threat of defunding those that don't obey.
Ever since the mandate was starting to get talked about, I was just furious because I felt the same way. I was like, you know, how can they allow all these people to come in testing positive and nobody even thinks twice about it? But our husbands and our wives and, you know, these people that are putting their lives on the line every day to protect us, they're the ones that are getting punished, you know, and the Border Patrol is already undermanned. They're overwhelmed, as we could see, you know, the last week when here in Del Rio. We don't have the resources already, and in a couple months there's going to be a lot of men and women that just, they're not going to stay. I mean, they're already deciding that they're not going to stay.
On September 18th, NASA's Integrity helicopter was supposed to take to the Martian sky for the 14th time. It failed a pre-flight test and didn't take off. The reason, they say, decreasing atmospheric density caused by seasonal changes on Mars means the helicopter will need more rotor speed to gain flight. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four after the hour now, another half hour of the DJV program, encapsulating the thoughts of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen here, sort of at the helm. This is International Podcast Week. 10 years ago, nobody would have even, they didn't even know what a podcast was, right?
A podcast cares.
Well, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of people making a big deal out of it. The radio companies, the big ones especially, are trying to salvage their own reality, and so they're trying things that were old and bringing back. I've got a kick out of seeing one of the old stars, one of the former stars, somebody who's been around in Fort Wayne radio for a long, long time, at WoWo and some other stations that are there. Those of you who live in that neck of the woods know what I'm talking about. I love these names. I can tell this guy's been around in radio for a long time because his on-air name is Jack Hammer.
Not his real name. Come on.
Jack. That's like the guy I worked with at WBBF in Boston, Justin Case. He was the fill-in guy.
I feel like there's so the many Justin Cases, though.
Oh, yeah.
In but there aren't broadcasting Jack and media around. In general.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, they bring back guys like that, bring what's old is new again. That's cool. Then there is the reality of what's in the podcast. Dr. Ken, for example, and Dr. Jack, Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell. Wait, I was going in another, I was thinking of somebody else named
Jack Hammer.
Dr. Jack Hammer is here. Dr. Jack Stockwell. So we have podcasts every week at DJV Health Show, keeping you up with the latest info that you can get in a concise way. Ken has a very unique way. That's why he's here. People that are on these programs with me, I do four or five different programs, the Daily DJV program, the American Family Farmer, which is available in a podcast, as a matter of fact, at DJV Show, rather, it's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. By the time I'm done with this, everybody's going to be, excuse me, confused as I'll get out. Anyway, the daily download that we have at DJVShow.com, most recent one, is a focus in part, the podcast is, on fake prescription pills and how many more of them are around and what happens to people when they get them. Now, that's part of our conversation. We also talk in the latest podcast about Lori Loughlin's reemergence to act. You know, I have, for whatever the reason, I have found myself going to the Hallmark Channel often when I find that I don't like what's on conventional TV, rather than going to Netflix, if I'm just to have a half hour, I go to the Hallmark Channel and see what, this most syrupy, silly movie was on last night about some guy who worked in a family business who wanted to date the woman who ran the business, but he didn't think he was good enough for her. So they were having a Halloween costume party, and he dressed up so that she wouldn't recognize him. And, of course, she fell instantly in love with him. And so, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's special.
You like
that? Yeah. I love watching Christmas Hallmark movies and trying to figure out what other movie, like what feature film they took the storyline to and tried to make it Christmas.
Because it's always something.
And
by the way, they were promoting the heck out of their movies for Christmas. They're all supposed to start at Halloween, apparently. They have 45 different Christmas music, Christmas specials that they have this year. They make that many new movies every year about Christmas, and then they have every the old year. Ones.
They make like 40 of them. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Of course they do.
And they use
and then
the
they
same
keep
people?
The favorite old ones re-airing?
Some of the same people. You know,
Lacey Chabert is a top Hallmark one,
yeah.
For sure.
And what's her face? The blonde from, oh gosh, Clarissa. Clarissa Tells It All Girl. What's her name?
Oh, yes, Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa
and Ariel
Joan Hart's
Pebbler is a good one, too.
Yeah, always good.
Pretty exciting.
Hillary Burton. I could go on. I love
her. Oh, Candace Cameron.
They're all these perfect people that you've never seen before in any movie or TV show. I never saw any of these actors anywhere.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Those Hallmark actors, they
really?
You look at me like, oh, yes. People, when they've had a slow year to get, like, SAG after credits or something like that,
mm-hmm.
they do these movies.
Movie.
Yeah. Like, Holly Robinson Pete is in a lot of movies. Like, it's just weird. Like,
mm-hmm.
random
well,
people
it's what,
that
it's like
you know.
2 weeks of filming.
Yeah, and it's fun.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
they probably get paid scale.
It's not
something.
Like you have to really spend a lot of time with the lines. I mean, it's pretty obvious what you're supposed to say and do. You don't even need a script.
Right, yeah. It's all the same stuff. Anyway, to wrap up the podcast conversation, you can find our podcast every day with highlights from the program, djvhealthshow.com, or you can listen to the whole program at djvshow.com every day, all day. There's also the talkradiocountdownshow.com, where you get the summary of what the talk radio hits are of the week, the American Family Farmer podcast at americanfamilyfarmershow.com, the latest in the connection between family, food, and farm. And then there is the djvhealthshow.com as well with a lot of the conversations we were just talking about, including Ken focusing on whether COVID causes male ED. That's a topic of the current podcast, amongst other things. Lots of help and information. We're all about that. And speaking of that, Delta Airlines has proposed a national no-fly list. Listen to this. They want to combat the surge in air rage. Apparently, there have been about 4,500 reports since the beginning of this year.
And people are crazy. The latest one was trying to make a phone call from Boston to Puerto Rico and, like, freaked out that his phone call wasn't going through, and then he rushed the cockpit.
Yeah.
And he rushed at the mm-hmm. flight attendant. They had to, like, use a seatbelt extender to, like, seatbelt him into the seat. People need to calm down. It's
right
really
for extreme
strange.
Cases like that. Definitely put on the no-fly list. But then you hear these stories about it was somebody that's just on a power trip, and the passenger wasn't even doing anything that wrong.
Well, I think each of the airlines
like
has their own list.
Well, like the 2-year-old that won't be able to put his mask on and then the mother gets kicked out of the plane. That's not a no-fly
yeah,
situation.
Don't put them on no-fly lists, for sure.
Well, the hope is that they can, because of the cooperation between the airports and law enforcement and the airlines themselves, they want to be able to make sure. But with each one of these that you eliminate, a new one comes up. It's kind of like an ant coming out of an anthill. There are so many people that are aggrieved by whatever the situation is, and you wonder, is it part of just there being too many people in the world to monitor? There are so many the people that are crazy are getting crazier, or do we just have more crazy people? Is it which is?
I think we encourage selfishness, number one.
Yeah, we do.
And number two, I think that we also have encouraged a lot of anger. And I think that there just is a lot of anger. You have people who are locked down for a long time. You have people who are so divided. People feel divided on politics, on religion, on their skin color, on their vaccine status. Like, everybody feels like they're right. Everybody else is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I don't know. And I really think the
There's no patience or tolerance.
No.
That's really what it is.
Right. And everybody's got this attitude, well, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do this. It's like when you're doing you, you're forgetting about the rest of the world. And we've kind of created this society that is so selfish and inward looking that they forget that they're connected to everybody else.
Yep.
The mentality of I'm not the issue, you're the issue.
Right. It's your fault, not mine. I take no responsibility. Speaking of flying, the Federal Aviation Administration clearing Virgin Galactic to go back up one more time. They investigated the trip to suborbital space. Why? Richard Branson was in it. There was nothing that happened that was wrong. So what are they investigating for?
They concluded
an investigation for what reason? I don't even remember. There was no problem.
Maybe they had to since it was, because it was the first flight for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. The FAA found that Virgin Galactic hadn't communicated that there was a deviation in their space in the plane. So it was grounded because there was something wrong. But it veered off course, apparently, flew outside its designated airspace. That was when it was going up. Once you get up there, there's no such thing as designated airspace because there's nothing else up there. At least not in the, you know, if you go up high enough, there's lots of space junk. When you get to 250, 300 miles up, there's like hundreds of thousands of pieces of space junk just floating around. But they only went up to, I think they went up to, what, about 5 miles up, I think, or 6 miles? No. Let me think for a second. Because when you're in, if you're at 35,000 feet, you're at 5 miles up. So they went up about 50 miles. So they went 10 times higher, about 50, 60 miles up. To experience weightlessness, I think you have to go about 40 miles up, straight up, in order to achieve weightlessness. I think that's how it works. Or you take a ride in the Vomit Comet, and you have that experience all over. Tom Hanks has a great description of that. Kevin Bacon also, when they did the movie Apollo 13, they did the sequences of weightlessness in the Vomit Comet. So every day for about a week, they were going up and down and up and down. Can you imagine that? You've got to get paid a lot of money.
No, I can't even get on a boat. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I get motion sick sitting at a dinner table in the middle, and I have to turn my head left and right because of conversation.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
Jen, isn't there a rumor that Shatner's going up on the next Branson flight?
Yeah, I don't know for sure if it's been confirmed yet, but there were some headlines that said, it's not Branson, it's the Bezos one. There were some headlines over the weekend that he's in talks or that he's considering it, so we'll see.
He's a great PR. All right, what's happening with the dollar stores? We'll talk about that after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
when you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD, 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, as promised, a focus on these horrible dollar stores. People say you sound like an elitist when you talk about the dollar stores. Well, that's because all the stuff in them is made in China. It's junk. And I don't like to help promote anything from China. People say, well, some folks say that's the only thing they can afford. Well, you know what? You can look around. Go to the Made in America store, and you'll find all kinds of great things.
Where do we find the Made in America store?
MadeInAmerica.com. But the stores, actually, they're headquartered in Buffalo, but they have stores all over New York State, but they have a website.
I wish
website.
We had one here. We do know.
Oh, yeah. And I was just looking at my friend, the Libmans, who run the Libman company that does all of the mops and sponges and all the cleaning products, that sort of thing. It's their Made in America product, and they're the highlight on MadeInAmericaStore.com today.
Cool.
That kind of stuff. See, I know what's going on, Jennifer. You can't fool me. So, Dollar Tree.
Never would I try.
Thank you. Dollar Tree is going to raise their prices. So why are they going to be called Dollar anymore? It's not the Dollar. It should be called not
the
Dollar Tree.
It's going to be called the
$3
Tree. At least the Dollar Store.
the $4 Tree.
Right.
Or whatever it is.
With inflation. They're going to call it the $4 with inflation tree.
Yeah. What a joke. Says the guy who runs it says there's pressure on wages and freight and on our suppliers. Cost increases going up. Yeah, we get that.
I can't blame them. That is true.
No, I can't either. But, you know, why don't you just upgrade the store and find really good things that are made in America that you can highlight and you know, buy them well. That was how Marshalls got started. They would go to the vendors and they'd say, okay, we'll buy all of this stuff, but you got to sell it to us at a 30% markup and not a 50% markup. And they bought so much in volume that they got away with it. That's how they got started, frankly. And their markups in the store are only 30% versus Macy's at 50% or whatever you want. They call it Keystone in retail. That means doubling the price. And then they can have, well, a big sale. Well, the prices that you get in the big sale are the same as you get Marshalls every day. That's not an ad for Marshalls. It just is the way it all works. So anyway, there are lots of places you can go to buy things. Don't go to the dollar stores. I think it's un-American, frankly. Awful. It's 10 before the hour.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on questions that come in for Dr. Ken. We talk a lot about vaccines. We talk a lot about COVID vaccines. We talk a lot about some of the old vaccines that were noted that took care of a lot of bacteria versus there's bacteria, there's germs, there's all sorts of things and viruses. So I remember, and I think this is a question that comes from people who seem to be very concerned about all kinds of vaccines. This is about the Ebola vaccine. Is it still used, and is it still effective? Are people still getting Ebola over in Africa or elsewhere? Didn't that go all over the world? It seems to me it's another one of those diseases that went everywhere, that everybody was all shook up about, right?
Well, it was at a time, and then it fortunately burned itself out, and then it seems to come back, unlike COVID-19, which, you know, doesn't seem to burn out. But the good news out of the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal about a week ago is that this Ebola vaccine from Johnson & Johnson that's been in clinical trial was actually effective and safe in an African trial. Two doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine was shown to be safe, effective for those age one and older. So this is really great news, because Ebola, which it's a virus that causes problems with clotting, it goes by the name as a hemorrhagic fever virus, and horribly contagious and horribly deadly. It looks like we have an effective vaccine.
Yep, okay. Next up, being a better listener might protect your brain health. The question comes on what does it mean to be a better listener? I guess as much as anything else you listen to. I mean, I talk to people all the time. People listen to the program. But I guess the question here is, can you count on anybody to listen to you when you need to talk? If you're thinking about your brain being more resilient, it would seem to me you'd be a better listener, right? But who thinks that way? Is the question about cognitive function, I guess, Ken, right?
Absolutely. Conversation, it requires two. It requires both listening, thinking about what you heard, and then talking. This is such a great exercise for the mind, keeps it young, keeps it working.
Yep. Yeah. I saw among adults with high listener availability, the same amount of brain volume decline was linked with only a quarter of a year. In other words, the more you listen, the longer your brain has a good cognitive function. So listen. Remember the old thing when we were kids? Listen while you work. Oh, no, that was whistle while you work. Okay.
Exactly. And then think about what you hear.
Yeah. Think about it. Okay. Here's a question about eating hot dogs. There has been some information floating around here. Every year they have that Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Challenge. I think it's on the 4th of July. And so this research, and this person's wondering if this can be true. The research claims that every time you eat a hot dog, it takes 35 minutes off of your life. And this is one of 5,000 foods that are health burdens. It's all sugary drinks and hot dogs and burgers and breakfast sandwiches and all that stuff. So is it true that whenever you eat any of those things, you're going to lose minutes off of your life?
Well, it depends if you believe the researchers. I believe they're at the University of Michigan, came up with this, and they were trying to contrast that if you're eating other foods.
Right. Peanut butter and jelly adds 33 minutes to your life.
Nuts add 26 minutes in their
study.
I have to look at that study. I saw the headline, and I'd like to see how they estimated that. That's hard. I would think
it's hard.
Stopwatch on it.
Yeah. There is research in here finding swapping 10% of your daily caloric consumption from beef and processed meats in favor of more fruits and vegetables and nuts and legumes and seafood reaps significant health benefits. That sounds like the Mediterranean diet. Isn't
it? It sounds like what we know, and it's, the key is processed, not so much meat in general, but processed meat, and that's where all the chemicals are. You know, we're talking about nitrosamines with the drugs that are being recalled. You know, that those chemicals are what's processing.
Yeah, and then if you eat or die like this, it adds 48 minutes, according to the study, to your life every time you eat a meal like that. Okay, let's have dinner. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.